friend. Are you? It's Danny, and welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Sales Show. I got to tell you, this week's guest does an absolute phenomenal job at sharing with you what it takes to have massive success in your business. We had none other than a lady by the name of Alejandra Font, who here locally in Southern California, get this, is starting the biggest fitness craze, not is starting, has started the biggest fitness craze in Southern California called The Camp. For more information about it, go to thecamptc.com. She discusses the importance of ensuring that you focus on your client versus the product. She talks about the importance of not taking things personal, the importance of dedication and discipline to carry out your dreams and your visions for your business. Ladies and gentlemen, here's a young lady who started off with zero and now has 80 locations of her gym. You are going to want to take notes for this one. It's an incredible podcast. And as always, guys, we'll see you June 1st at Relentless, where Alejandra will also be on the panel. All right, and welcome back to another edition of the Real Estate Sales Show, guys. As always, I'm your host, Danny Morrell. I've got a special guest today, a young lady who is who literally is challenging me to think outside the box. So this is going to be a good one, right? This is going to be a good one. This young lady started with a vision. I'll actually let her tell you about it, that has exploded here in Southern California. And quite frankly, she's doing some incredible, incredible things. And the best part about it is she's changing people's lives. So that's why I'm really excited about this conversation with Miss Alejandra Font. Alejandra, say hello, please.
Hello, how are you? It's great to be here. I'm very excited to join you here on this podcast.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you. So we've been like Facebook friends for like a while, but we've never, this is our first official like chat, right?
Maybe, exactly, yes.
Awesome, awesome. So listen, I'm going to get right into it because I know for a fact that there's a lot of insight that you can give us on business, on life, on mindset in general. Why don't we start off with this? Just tell everybody a little bit about yourself and your role in the fitness industry.
Okay, great. So a little bit about myself. I'm basically a middle-aged woman. I'm in my mid-40s. A businesswoman, a female businesswoman, which makes me very proud that I'm able to juggle being a mom and be a woman in business. It's something that I'm very proud of, and I hope to inspire a lot of women to do the same. Yeah. And, you know, I'm a family woman. I have two kids. I have a husband, and I try to balance everything very efficiently and very well. And thankfully, I've been able to do so. I live a very, you know, well-balanced, happy life.
Awesome. I love it. And, it, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned and that you emphasized that you're a woman and a family woman, because I'm the first to admit and the first to acknowledge that when it comes to business and when specifically in our society, women have it much tougher than men do.
Absolutely.
And then just quite frankly, just in the household, it's just a different expectation of a woman Absolutely. Than a man. So what you've accomplished, I genuinely respect, because I know what it's like. And so my hat's off to you, seriously.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's for sure. Women do have to play, if they choose to work outside the home, there's a lot of hats to wear. So I commend any woman that chooses to make that, you know, jump to work outside of the home, because inside the home, the job never stops. That's 24/7.
Absolutely. So listen, let's get into this. I mean, tell me this. Have you always been a career woman, or is it something that just all of a sudden happened for you?
No, I've always been interested in doing something more with my life than, you know, just, not that staying home is a wrong thing, but it just wasn't right for me. Right. When I was home with my kids, when they were first born, as, you know, as infants, I was very anxious to get back to work. At the time, I worked in a completely different career, but I couldn't wait until my maternity leave was up, which is kind of sad in a way, but that's just being honest. I couldn't wait until I was actually able to go back to work. And of course, on my time off, I enjoyed my family and I spent a lot of time with them. I don't feel like my kids have ever suffered from me not working, not staying at home with them. I think it's actually benefited them. They're super proud of me and makes me happy about that.
Well, you know what? I love it just for the simple fact that you're showing them an example of what's possible.
Absolutely. Totally.
Especially, do you have a daughter by any chance?
No, I don't. I just have two boys.
Oh, two boys. Okay, great. Okay, wait. Well, for those two boys, I mean, in a world where a lot of people live in the box, in a world where a lot of people settle, in a world where a lot of people succumb to mediocrity, what you have done is spectacular because you are showing them, right? And I know, and kudos to your husband because I don't know too much about him, but I know he's in business as well. So, both of you are showing these beautiful young boys what's really possible in your life when you dare to dream big enough. So that is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the constant message that we give to them.
So for all of the mothers that are out there that are listening to this right now, I've got to ask, give me the details of how you juggle it all, because I know it's tough. What's the framework that allows you to do both, you know, being a mom and at the same time run a successful business?
You know, I am very blessed that I have a lot of support in my life. My husband obviously is super supportive. We're in the same, we work together. Oh. And then I also have my mom that lives like 5 miles away from me. So she helps me tremendously. And I know I have an advantage to other women that's not, you know, so common. My mom cooks for us. She picks up the kids from school. So that's a tremendous advantage. If I had to have someone else picking up the kids and stuff, I probably wouldn't be able to be, you know, as completely 100% involved in my business. I think I would have to step back a little bit because I wouldn't want maybe the kids always with some kind of caregiver. Right. So the fact that it's my mom, it gives me a lot of satisfaction and kind of relief. I feel really good about them being with her. Yeah, they're super close to my parents.
There's obviously a trust level, and you know, it's kind of interesting. My father-in-law literally 5 days a week drives all the way to our home. He's the first one at our house at 7:30 in the morning just to like visit our kids. So I love it, and I get exactly what you're saying. Yeah. I love it because there's a relationship there that is formed.
Absolutely.
That, quite frankly, that I'm happy about. You know, I'm very happy about. And so tell me this, you've been in the fitness industry for how long now?
So we opened the camp in 2010. Prior to the camp, I actually worked in commercial real estate. I worked for a commercial developer out of Rancho Cucamonga.
I didn't know that.
Right out of college.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So that was, you know, a great experience. I did that for about 7 years. And then after, I went over to work for my husband's company. At the time, he had a direct sales company, and it was sales on like housewares, basically like vacuum cleaners and water filters and stuff. So anyway, I went to help him because he needed help. He was growing really fast. This was probably about 2005, 2006. And then we were doing awesome. We had like 100 salespeople under us. We had a training team. I mean, we were doing great. I never had a passion for it, for selling this type of equipment. He didn't have a passion for it, but he had definitely had a passion for sales and for business.
Okay.
So he coached, you know, our team every day. Anyway, it went very well. In 2008, we hit, you know, a crash. The economy went under, and so did we. We closed our doors. We had a nice big office in Ontario, and we closed our doors in January of 2009. And at that point, we looked at each other with literally no money in the bank, a mortgage, two kids, and we're like, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to sustain our life and, you know, just stay afloat?
Right.
So that was challenging. It was hard. We made a decision not to blame each other, not to fight, just to kind of get together stronger as a couple. And we decided to each of us focus on our passion. At the time prior, I had started getting into fitness. I actually got into fitness just on a personal level after I had had my kids. I had always been not, you know, just skinny fat, not fat, but not, not obese, but just not where I wanted to be. Okay. So I got into fitness probably 2005, 2006. So I said to him, I want to kind of explore the whole fitness industry. And then he decided to go into sales coaching and mentoring, motivation to the Hispanic market. And this was mainly all done online. He did very well. And then I started training. I started maybe for about 4 or 5 months. I started personal training people. I met someone who is now my partner, Sam, and he has been in the business for like 20 years. Okay. So he had a personal training gym at the time. I approached him about a boot camp. Boot camps at the time, this was 2009, early 2010, boot camps were popping up around the area. You'd see them you'd see them in the park. And so I said to him, hey, let's do a boot camp. I really love this fitness thing, but I'm not going to just stay as a trainer. I need to do more. I'm an entrepreneur. I want to, you know, really get done on this. And he's like,
hold on, stop. It's funny. It's funny the way you talk about it. You talk about it like, you know, and then I did this and then I did that. And then I did listen, for all of you listening, you have to understand something. The key to the whole thing is that Alejandra never settled for anything. She wanted to do something. You see, a lot of times what we do in life is we don't realize, we look at successful people like Alejandra and we think, yeah, but how do they do it? It's simple. You got to want to do it. You got to have a passion and a fire to do it. And the second thing that you'll realize, the chips and the ducks just kind of started to line up. Why? Because that's what happened when you don't worry about how it's going to happen. That's what happens when you just focus on the outcome that you want, and then you just have faith in the process. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely, 100%. We have a saying that we say here among our partner and my husband and I, shoot, then aim. We shoot, and then we figure out how we're going to do it. We maneuver.
I love it, and
I love it because that's how we approach everything. How we approach everything. We just go after it. So anyway, he was a little apprehensive on the boot camp because he was a bodybuilder. He was into, you know, one-on-one training, but he went for it, and I agreed to run all the operations. He's like, you know what? I have my personal training gym. You deal with it. I have a list of clients, and you know, I'll send some emails out. And we'll go from there. And it literally, you know, it went very well from the beginning. From the beginning, we were very blessed. But from the beginning, we focused on the culture. The culture was really what kept our gym initially, like this concrete box that had nothing fancy, nothing exciting. It literally took $9,000 to put together. So, I mean, it was nothing. Right. It kept people coming back. And it wasn't because of the fancy equipment, because there was none. It wasn't because of the amazing trainers, because I was the only trainer. Yeah, I'm a good trainer, but I was the only one. There was no variety.
Right.
But I really was able to connect with every single client. I literally knew them and their story. And I think that's what set the culture for the company.
Right.
And that translated into, you know, the once we were able to hire employees, that translated into them doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And that's really one of our kind of secret sauces, I would say.
Awesome.
We've been able to maintain that.
It's that saying, help people achieve what they want, and you'll automatically get what you want, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
Right, I love it.
I love it. Alejandra, you mentioned the word operations. Just out of curiosity, did you have experience in operations before, or is that just something that you felt you can take charge of in the company?
You know, I with my husband's other company, I did deal with operations, okay. So that was I did have some experience in it, absolutely. Being always in the workplace ever since I graduated high school, I've always kind of understood how business works and, you know, what needs to get done. You know, you don't need to have a degree in business or, you know, any kind of official training to open a business or to, you know, sell real estate or to sell vacuum cleaners. You just need to have the will and the dedication to get it done. But all the other stuff, you know, the technical, the city permits and all that stuff is easy. Yeah. It's just, you know, calling and getting information.
Okay, listen, this is another thing. You know, business is 80% psychology, 20% strategy. That's what Alejandra just told you guys. What Alejandra just said essentially was business is 80% psychology, and she's showing you her psychology. I wrote this down. She said $9,000 to start, which was nothing. The way she even said it, her body language is like, come on, give me a break. For some of you guys, you said $9,000. Oh my God, where could I find $9,000? Business is 80% psychology, 20% strategy. The reason why you're stuck is because you think the way you do. Listen to what she's saying. Business permits and stuff, that's easy. $9,000, that's nothing. She says, we've been blessed. Like, I don't even know how we were blessed. Here's how. They had the right mindset from the very beginning. The right mindset will help you figure out how to put the right strategy together. Would you agree with that, Alejandra?
Absolutely. Absolutely. From the very beginning, it was, the attitude was, we'll do whatever it takes. We will do whatever it takes, because I had no other choice. I didn't have the luxury of sitting and crying because I didn't have a job, or, you know, I didn't have money to pay my mortgage. That wasn't an option. The option was to go out there and get it done.
And you know, Alejandra, we have so much in common. So I cannot wait for you to meet my wife and for me to meet your husband, because
awesome.
This is our exact story as well. We started really? In 2010. We started with $2,000. That's all we had, $2,000. And, you know, I had never grown a big operation like this, but I just figured that whatever it took is what I was willing to do as well. You know,
right. So, right. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. So let me ask you, you opened your first store, right? What did you do in terms of marketing, in terms of lead generation? How did you help create that buzz that you now have?
So we would go, you know, guerrilla marketing. We passed out 15,000 flyers a month. That was, you know, one of the areas in which my husband was helping. While he was doing his online stuff, he would go out and hire, you know, guys at $10 an hour to help him pass out flyers. I would stand at grocery stores and offer a free trial for a week, get turned down left and right. But it was about just going out there. Exactly. Yeah. It was that all of the people that said no never affected me. I knew eventually it was going to get to where I needed it to be.
Awesome.
That all those negatives, it's part of it. You have to expect that. Things will never go perfectly.
You know, I have this saying, and tell me your thoughts on this, because you're living proof of this, obviously. I have this saying, it's never about what happens. It's only about the way you react to what happens.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's how you view things. Right. Absolutely.
There's another one. It's all about perspective. So, guys, listen, what Alejandra is teaching you, and by the way, she's teaching you by example. She's teaching you by – she doesn't even realize she's teaching you this, but if you listen carefully, she's a human being, guys, a human being just like you, just like you. Two eyes, two little nostrils, a mouth, the same exact thing, just like you, that just happens to understand the way this brain, this operational system works. Right. And and even better,
absolutely,
she has a keen insight into the way this thing works out in the universe. And here's what I mean by that, guys. If you listen to her language, she was guerrilla marketing. What does that mean? She went out there and did the damn thing. That's what it means. She went out there and stopped at nothing. She went out and handed flyers. She went out and met with people. Some of us were stuck in our house wondering how to get going because we're so afraid of rejection. What did she say about rejection? She said, it didn't matter. None of that bothered me. I knew eventually it would all work out. What
absolutely
a powerful mindset to have. Alejandra, where did you learn that from, by the way? Because this is, like, in other words, you know, this is not the type of lingo that most people use, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, in our previous business, it was a tough business. It was vacuum cleaners and pots and pans are not sexy. And we had to do whatever it takes. And we grew that business to, you know, a substantial level. So we had to go out there and hustle. So selling fitness was a piece of cake, really.
Right.
You know, promoting a gym was luxurious in comparison to what we were doing before. Before, we were door knocking and, you know, offering cookware. Wow. So it's quite different. Yeah. So it was very different, a complete shift. And also the fact that I wasn't going to just let life happen. We needed to make a change. We were at a point where we weren't doing well financially. So I had to make a change. I had no choice.
Awesome. Awesome. You essentially had a vision and the guts to pull it off.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's all it takes for any business.
Absolutely. So, Alejandra, let's fast forward a little bit now, because obviously that was the beginning of it, right? Well, how many locations, how many people? Talk to me about the sheer amount of people. I don't know if you know this. Like, we got a good 30 to 40 of our agents right now that go to the camp. And they're
That's
all
so
losing,
awesome.
Yeah, they're all losing massive amounts of weight. As a matter of fact, they call the camp like the Intero of the fitness industry. So that's like our
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely do. Yeah. So how many locations?
That's great.
How many people now?
Right now, as of Monday, we're actually going to be at 80 locations. We open a few locations every month, every 6 weeks, sorry. And some of these are company owned, and meaning, you know, we, the founders, open them, and the rest are franchises. We just became a franchise company a few months ago.
Awesome.
The company owns 26. So awesome. 26 we own and operate, and the rest are all franchise. We employ just over 200 people. When you include the franchises, it's probably, you know, in the thousands.
Yeah. A lot, absolutely. And how many members are in the whole thing right now?
As far as members, it's roughly about, on an average location, about 350 per location, 350.
Okay.
Depending on the, obviously a new location won't have 350,
right.
But depending on the time that they've been open.
Okay, I love it. And so did you have any experience previously in franchising?
We owned a Subway prior to the other business. My husband and I owned a Subway for a very short period. Yeah, right when we were married.
Okay.
So that was the only experience. I've never operated a franchise company.
But I noticed you guys went out and hired, by the way, my buddy Ozzy. I know him from Water of Life. I know him from church.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. What a small world. Yeah. He's been amazing.
Yeah. I just know him from church. I had no idea he had any experience in franchising. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He was just in our office today.
Yeah.
He's a huge, he was with Carl's Jr. for like 20 years or something.
Oh, that's
so we
fantastic.
Hired him.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
So Alejandra, if you could give me three or four tips or three or four things for our listeners to help them connect better with their potential or with how to cause the type of success that you have had in your business for them. And I'm talking, it could be strategy, it could be psychology, it could be like spiritual, like whatever you think, you know, what would you like to pass on to them?
Okay, sure. I think a mistake a lot of companies make, or, you know, people, salespeople, people, whatever it is, I think they focus too much on the product and not on the client. I think it's really important, and what we practice here is we first focus on the needs and the wants of our clients.
Got it.
Once we determine what they need and want, then we develop. We've developed many products based on those needs.
So give me an
example. So that's something, for example, our supplement line.
Okay.
We saw that we developed a supplement line about a year and a half ago. We were recommending for our clients to go to X, Y, and Z, you know, store to buy X, Y, and Z product. We would give them the exact name of the products to buy. And the owners or the people that work there would say, no, buy this one instead. Mm. When they came back and showed us what they had purchased and told us that they were recommended to buy those, we then called the store and said, why are you recommending this? We told them to buy this.
Right.
And they said, you know what? Can you recommend for them to buy this one? Because I have a higher profit margin.
Oh, people don't ever do that. What a stupid mistake. Yes.
Isn't that insane?
It is.
We are all about the client experience, giving the best service, the best product. And here, clearly, that wasn't the case, you know, for this business owner. They were more interested in the profit margin, which obviously is important, but it's not the most important thing. The client has to be well served. Okay. That's the most important thing. Okay. So because of that, we went out and developed our own line. Wow. And it's been a huge blessing. Huge blessing. I mean, we're killing it with that line.
But you see, guys, listen, you know, again, it goes back to help people achieve what they want, and then you will get what you want. You know, it's not only a blessing for you, it's a blessing for them. Because now you understand your client, you understand what their needs are, you understand what their frustrations are, you understand what their goals are, and you're able to custom tailor products that will help them achieve that.
Exactly, exactly. I think starting with the client's needs before anything else is the most important thing. We get pitched business ideas all the time where it's all about the product, but it's like, my client doesn't need that, so why would I even entertain it?
Right, exactly. Here you are trying to help them lose weight, and somebody's going to come and try to sell you like Mary Kay or something.
Right, right. It has nothing, yeah.
Okay, all right. So that's the first one. The first one is focus on the client versus the product. What would be your second tip?
Right. I think the second thing is for us, we say that our clients are number one, but in reality, our staff is number one. Our team is the most important group of people in our organization. Without them, we are nothing. They're responsible for giving that culture that we are so proud of, that we want to protect. They're the protectors of that culture. They're the ones responsible for executing on that culture. And the culture for us is something very important. It's one of the most important things to us. So our staff is, you know, we take care of them. We treat them like family. It's something that I think a lot of people as business owners, sometimes we tend to forget because we just need things we need to get things done. Right. But we need to focus on taking care of, really making sure that they're happy. Okay. If they're happy in their position, then it's easy. They find a lot of meaning, thankfully, in this type of business too.
That is fantastic. Do you give them opportunities to further develop themselves and further reach their goals as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had a few of our employees actually buy franchises from us. So that's, you know, a huge transformation, obviously. And then we always hire from within. We always look from within before we promote people or before we hire someone. So yeah, absolutely. People have moved up from being a trainer literally on the floor to now being a VP of operations. Wow. We have two of our VPs have that function, and they started off as trainers. So we absolutely promote from within. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Alejandra, it takes a lot of, side note here. Most human beings have a difficult time trusting, and they have a difficult time trusting others because really they don't trust themselves. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like in our conversation, you are a very grounded person. You're a very grounded human being. It doesn't seem like there's much that can really shake you. You know who you are. You know what you're about. You know what's right, and you know what's wrong. And correct me if I'm wrong, but as a result of being that type of person, if someone ever were to let you down, you wouldn't be as attached to that. You would simply just move on and keep going. Is that correct?
Yes. I think initially when there were letdowns, when we were a smaller company, it affected me more because there was more of a personal relationship. Now there's unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know, kind of a lot of layers between myself and some staff and sometimes even clients. So you don't feel it as much. But yeah, absolutely. I think I'm absolutely very grounded, and I try to not take things personal. I think that's something huge in business. That's probably my third tip. You shouldn't take things personal because it's usually not about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all. You know, it has nothing to do with you.
Have you ever?
And then, you know, you mentioned trust. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go for it.
You mentioned trust. Trust is one of is really the way that we founded the company. It was all based on a handshake. with
Oh my God.
our partner.
Alejandra, you have no idea what you just said right now. If you're listening out there, you know who you are. Listen to this right now. Go for that again. What did you say? What did you say?
Yeah, so it was all on a handshake. We were in business for a good 3 years, 3.5 years, until finally we had to start talking to attorneys and CPAs and stuff. And they said, okay, where is your agreement? And we're like, agreement? What do you mean? We don't have an agreement. With nothing in writing. And they're like, what? Are you guys kidding? You've signed leases, you've done all these things, and you don't have anything in writing. And we didn't, and we've never ever had to question each other for, any money or anything, even decisions. We listen to each other's point of views, and we make a decision, and we typically will always agree, even though it's a partnership, so there's some give and some take, like a marriage. But yeah, we work through it. But trust is one of the main things that keeps us together. And we tell that to our staff.
Alejandro, you have no idea how big that is, what you just said. And I'm going to tell you why. Scarcity begets more scarcity. And whenever there's not trust, it's typically because you have a scarcity mindset. Scarcity is a mindset, for those of our listeners, scarcity is a mindset that doesn't think there's enough. And so whatever you have, you try to hoard it and hold on to it. It's these people that are always looking for a deal or always looking for a discount or always looking for. It's because you really, whether you want to admit it or not, you really don't believe in your ability to go out and create abundance for your life. And when you're living in scarcity, guess what? You can't trust nobody. Because the way you perceive the world, right? The way you see the world is from this view that. Well, wait a minute. I got to protect what I have, and what if they come out to get me? Alejandra, we are so much alike. Do you know that we're the exact same way? Do you know that most of our offices were all just on a handshake? Guess why? Because, listen, if I can't trust myself, I can't trust anybody. Right? And as long as I trust myself and I believe in myself, guess what? Nobody can harm me. So the only thing that can come is good from that. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. I love that about how we started because, it we talk about that with our staff. If we can't trust you to run the operations, then, we have
We have
nothing. There's
nothing.
no
We have nothing.
relationship.
Right. We have nothing. I love it. I love it. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. You know what? I don't know why. I just picture this. I can. This is a. I just got this gift. This is a bottle of Gran Patron. A good friend of mine just gave me this. When we meet, we're gonna have you guys over because I can tell we're gonna have a nice relationship here. We're gonna open this bottle up and we're gonna have a nice little toast
Cool.
to all the
Tequila on the
success.
rocks. I
That's
love
right. I love it. I love it.
it.
All right. So we've got client versus product. We've got the team. Instead of the client, the team comes first. Don't take things personal. Above all else, trust yourself, trust your person, your partners. Worst case scenario, they mess up, make adjustments. Don't be attached to the outcome. Keep going. Alejandra, I take it you've read the book, The Four Agreements. Yeah.
Which one?
The Four Agreements.
Which one? No, I haven't actually. I'll have to write that down. Who's it by?
It's by a guy named Don Miguel Ruiz. It's an incredible book about this civilization called, I believe they're called the Toltecs. It's an indigenous Mexican culture that they're all spiritual beings and spiritual fathers, and they teach these four agreements. And one of them is don't take things personal. The second one is don't assume anything. The third one is keep your word. And the fourth one is, I believe, above all, always do the best. You'll love the book. It's a book you'll give to
Oh,
everyone.
wow.
Yeah, from everyone in your staff will get that book. Trust me, it is fantastic.
Okay, great. Thank you. Great.
All
I
right.
wrote it down.
Is there anything else?
I think something that's very important is for people to practice diligence. I think diligence is something that is, it's easy to be excited, it's easy to be motivated, but until you are diligent and disciplined, you're not going to really achieve anything. And that goes for fitness, for business, for anything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Motivation, you can easily lose.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do you believe that diligence and dedication comes from a vision, a vision of what you want to accomplish?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it definitely does. Definitely does. Definitely helps.
And
Yeah, to have a
I
vision.
bring that up, Alejandra, because a lot of people get motivated, and yet after the first no, then that motivation tends to like dwindle a little bit, right? And
Absolutely,
for
yeah.
all of you that are listening, guys, Alejandra had a huge vision of who she wanted to become. When you have that vision, it's a little bit easier to practice that discipline and that diligence because you're
Right.
working for something that you see in the future. And that's another thing. Would you agree, Alejandra? It doesn't matter what anybody else sees. It doesn't matter what anybody else says. It doesn't matter what the opinions of anybody else are, which I'm sure you had some naysayers. Would you agree that the
Right.
only thing that matters is what you believe in your heart and soul? In your mind and the support of your family. Would you agree that with that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I can't say that since the beginning I knew I had the vision. I wish I could say I had the vision that we were going to turn into this, 80 location company. I didn't. I wish I did, but I didn't. But I definitely had the vision of a better life, of transforming lives, of
Awesome.
doing great things. And
Awesome.
then as things developed, then the vision became larger and larger, and now it's immense.
Absolutely.
80 locations is nothing in comparison to what we're going to accomplish.
I love it. That is fantastic. That is fantastic. Alejandra, I've got a little question for you. A lady by the name of Ursula Roberts. Ursula, so if you're out there, thank you very much. She went online and she asked this question specifically for you. Okay? So she says, my question for Alejandra is the following. How does a day in your life look like? More specifically, what is your morning and evening routines or habits look like when you were in the early stages of building the company? I know you're a mom, I know you're a wife, and you're an owner of a fast-growing company, and at the same time, you seem to make time for your family and for fun as well. Basically, what she's saying is you have your cake and you eat it too, which is awesome.
Yeah.
So, what do you think
Thank
about
you.
that? Yeah.
I advocate having it all. I'm proud of it because I do have it all. But it takes work. Obviously, I can't sleep in till 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm up at 5 o'clock in the morning in the gym, and then home, make breakfast for the kids, get them off to school, go to the office and do everything I need to do in the office. Back when I was starting, obviously it was different. I was teaching classes, all morning and then take a break in the middle of the day and go back and teach more classes or go pass out flyers or whatever. The dynamics have definitely changed, but I've never had the luxury to be just lazy. And not focused. I always had something on the agenda to do. I'm really organized. I keep everything calendarized. I know exactly all of my appointments and I time my phone calls. So yeah, a lot of organization, that's key. And there's no time. When it's work time, it's work time and it's serious. My husband calls it, "Oh, you're in boss lady mode." 'Cause he'll like want to chat or something. And he's super aggressive in business as well, but if he like whatever, he says like let's go to lunch and I can't go to lunch at the time and be like, "Oh, you're in boss lady mode." Boss lady mode means like I'm not social, I'm just focused.
Gotcha. I love it. Okay. All right. Sounds good. I've got a question for you.
Sure.
If people want to get a hold of you, or if people want to go to the camp, or if people want to find out more about what you guys do, how do they do that?
Well, let's see. We have a website. It's thecamptc.com.
Okay.
All of our locations are listed there. And then also, if you go to Facebook, you can put in, the Camp Transformation Center, and all the different locations will pop up on Facebook. Yeah.
Fantastic. How about you? Do they find what's your Instagram handle, Facebook, all that stuff?
I'm under Alejandra Font on Instagram and on Facebook. I think I reached my maximum number of friends, but they can follow me on Facebook. I think it's follow or subscribe or something on Facebook. I don't have a fan page, but I'm very active on Facebook
Okay.
and on Instagram.
Awesome. And last but not least, my final question. You're obviously going to want to be one of our panelists at Relentless.
Yes, that's
And
exciting.
are you pumped about seeing Gary V?
Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm so excited. I used to watch his Wine Library TV
right.
years ago. We were trying to learn about wine, and we'd be like watching it, trying to follow his, you know, fast, the way he speaks. But yeah, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
It's I saw your husband comment something. He was like, "Yeah, we knew him back when he was like." The wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you, let's just pretend for a second you weren't Alejandra Font. And let's pretend for a second that you were just trying to get your business going, or you needed a little motivation, or you need a little inspiration. Would you be at Relentless, and why?
Oh, absolutely. Because I love anything that's going to help me grow. I love acquiring knowledge, and I always have ever since, you know, I started in business, even before the camp. Always learning and getting, it helps you get inspired, just expands your knowledge. I mean, it's going to help you with motivation, absolutely. You know, courses that I attended or seminars that I had attended 10, 15 years ago, I still carry some of the knowledge that I took from those things.
Absolutely.
So absolutely.
Now,
absolutely.
Here, now, however, here's how people will look at it, though. There's a cost associated to the event, which is normal. It's called normal. Would you agree that if you have a hard time with a couple hundred dollar ticket to an event, you're probably going to also have a hard time with $9,000 to open a business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can't limit yourself. Of course, it's going to cost. I mean, it has to cost. Otherwise, there's no value. People are going to perceive it as not having value, actually, if you were to charge nothing.
Absolutely.
It has to.
It's costing
there
me
has
a
to
lot.
Be a cost.
Trust me, it's costing me a lot. Gary V is an
I'm sure.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'm very sure. I was actually surprised that, you know, he's coming here locally. That's awesome.
You know, Alejandra, my style and my approach to things, I'm a very, very big thinker. I've got enormous plans for the future. I've got enormous plans specifically on how I want to help people. I want to obviously do what you're doing in fitness, in business, in the area of business.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm already doing that in the real estate industry, obviously through our company. There's just so many people out there that are dying to be led and dying to be helped. And they've got a lot of questions, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so this event for us is the second event that we had. Last year we had Tim Grover, the author of the book Relentless.
Mm-hmm.
I love the name, so the name just kind of stuck. And
yeah.
I'm just one of those people that it's like, I'm not someday I'll have Gary Vee. If I even have an inkling of the thought, someday turns into now, right now.
That's awesome.
Make it
Love
happen.
It.
So yeah, I'm excited to see you. I'm excited
That's
to meet
amazing.
Your husband. There is going to be an incredible event. I want to say thank you for being a part of it. Thank you for being a part of this show. And you know what? Go make it 160 locations, because that would be awesome.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the invite to the podcast and for Relentless. I'm beyond flattered, honestly.
Awesome. Awesome. No, I think you're going to have a lot of impact on people. Get ready, because people are going to reach out to you. We've got a lot of listeners. We average just shy of 40,000 downloads a month. So it's going to be an absolutely fantastic experience.
That's great. Thank you.
All right, Alejandra. Thank you so much, and thank you for all of you out there that are listening and watching. As always, we are doing most of our shows now. Actually, our Ask Danny Live shows are live on Facebook and Instagram. So look me up on Facebook and Instagram, and get ready, guys. In less than 2 weeks, the name of the show is changing. The website is changing. We are upgrading everything. So thank you so much for all your support on a consistent weekly basis. And Alejandra and myself will see you all at Relentless on June 1st. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.